Blog Talk Radio.
Mike G.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it seems like,
swapping out, you know, male clothes, female clothes, and still claiming not to be gay. That's the norm. You know, wearing eyeliners and fingernail painting and stuff like that. That's the norm. Calling your calling your friends and your comrades, hubbies and lovers, that's the norm. And that's where we came to in life right now, that slowly but surely the line between masculinity and feminism is definitely getting blurred. It's kind of hard to tell the difference if you could be a quote unquote real nigga or a tough guy but still wear dresses, you know. As that dance around the topic here, I mean, pretty much anybody that listens to rap can kind of pinpoint of who the type of characters I'm talking to. You have your characters like Young Thug, who supposedly is a blood, and he gangbangs, and he's from Atlanta, he's got guns, he's not scared to fight, he's slapping the shit out of hoes, all type of shit. So you got this guy who sounds like bravado macho guy, but you take a look at him, he looks like, a seventh grade, crazy girl. the man wears tea party skirts, to his shows sometimes. And he's not the only one. I'm not going to sit here and just put it all on Young Thug. You got the ASAP Rockies who wear shirts as long as dresses, and Lil Wayne, one of the top rappers in the game, who actually wears women UGG boots, as a fashionable statement. So there used to be a line that was drawn to where you kind of knew, LL Cool J, you knew he wasn't with that soft shit. You just knew, when he licked his lips, you knew that wasn't for you. That wasn't for no nigga. That was you. When niggas seen him lick his lips, when men see him lick his lips, we was like, all right, we're going to look that away. That ain't for us. He trying to get the girl. And I ain't mad at him. Get the girl, pimpin'. When the younger generation came about and, they started all ripping off their shirts and humping grounds and all that stuff, the real niggas, we was like, ah, man, that ain't for us. We trying to get the girls. We gonna let that go. So certain soft stuff we let get passes, but because we understood that what the motive is, but nowadays, I can't tell you what the motive is, man. I really can't. I don't know if it's strictly for publicity, because of that, the whole homosexual thing is kind of popping right now. And that demographic, I'm pretty sure a lot of labels and artists, they want to appeal to them. And because, we're definitely in the music business, in the business of selling music, so. You got a whole demographic of people that is going to buy albums, and you have to pander to them somehow, then that's what you'll do. And that's just, how things been and how things go. I can't necessarily say it's right. I can't necessarily say it's wrong. But it is what it is for sure. Other rappers, we could continue on we have the Young Thugs, we have the Lil Wayne's, the music have all together has kind of have that emasculinity to it, and I don't know if it's the labels or the industry that's bringing it like that, or the way that is the way that the artist just wants to be. But anyways, finally my co-host has joined in. We're on separate locations, but we're so professional that we, no matter what, we still get things done, no matter if we're in the same studio or out studio. Queen X, you with us?
What up? What up?
What up, mamas?
I'm just trying to chime in,
Yeah, I feel it. I was kind of just going off. I looked down. I'm like, oh, she's here. Hello.
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 Yeah, man, I think that, you know, like you were saying, the culture, it was not widely accepted for you to be gay and a tough guy in hip hop.
Yeah,
so,
you know, back in the early 90s and the 80s and all, even in the 2000s, it was like the bravado-ness and the macho-ness of, like, you were pretty, you, it was kind of being so that you were proud to be a man.
It's only been, what, like 10 years since faggot was, like, a big word?
Oh, yeah. Now,
you know what I mean?
You just saying that right now kind of threw me off. I was like, ooh, we going to get some letters.
Right, because I mean, now it's like, oh my God, you can't say that anymore. You know, but
I
mean, at the end of the day, it was always meant to be offensive, you know. But I mean, but I don't want to offend anyone. At the same time, think that the culture of hip hop has a lot to do with gender roles. As far as, you know, sex and stuff like that. Like, the man, he was a go-getter. He was the one that was protecting everything. He was the one bringing the bread to the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was running things. He was the HNIC, for sure.
Yeah.
And the women,
yeah,
they were just as strong, in the 80s at least, they were just as strong with, you know, handling business, but they were still ladylike. You know what I'm saying? They made it clear, yeah, I'm a lady, but I'll blow your brains out, like, you know what I'm saying, metaphorically and literally. You know, so
yeah, exactly.
it just, everybody had their lane. Nobody crossed over and tried to be like the other. It just, it was what it was, and it was kind of a cohesive existence,
yeah.
I think, between, female rappers and male rappers.
Yeah, my question would be to that is, do you think it's more intentional? Do you think that the powers that be in the entertainment industry are feeding, you know, force feeding this emasculation, or is it just generational? It's just like as we grow up and things change, that men are just not men like they are no more.
I think it's a little bit of both, because we have, like, in the 90s, we grew up accepting interracial relationships in a way that people that were growing up in the 70s and 80s kind of didn't. You get me? So with every generation, it's going to be a little bit more progressive, because we're constantly experiencing new developments and new technologies and new things. So the same way we were more accepting of interracial dating, the people after the millennials, after us, the digital natives that they are, they have access to all types of lifestyle at their fingertips. So because they're exposed to it so quickly, it's just normal for them now. They've been raised around gay people all their life. So gay people But part of the reason why I think that it's nothing new is because I think it is being pushed, and it is being purposefully put out there media-wise. You know, you can't have a show, a TV show now, without a gay character. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They treat homosexuality the way that we treated civil rights, and it's not exactly the same thing. You know, like, because of affirmative action, they want to have that token black guy in every movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now it's
like
oh,
no,
that token.
We're making
right.
it blending.
But instead of it, and now instead of it being in the TV, you know, it's literally everywhere. The commercials, the cartoons for kids, it's in the movies, it's in our television shows. It's in our marketing for, you know, billboards and everything else and blah, blah, blah. So it's literally everywhere, because the media is everywhere. So my thing is, you know, you want to have equal rights, yada, yada, yada. At the same time, you know, if you want equal rights, let's do things equally. There should be no special treatment or special considerations as far as, you know, representation in media is concerned. At the same time, everybody should have their day. You know what I mean? If it's a show about a gay couple, let it be a show.
Yes.
But for it to purposefully be, for it to purposefully be a formula where it's not acceptable unless it has a gay person, that's the part that I don't agree with. Because sometimes the storyline doesn't call for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when,
I truly believe that Hollywood definitely, you know, because it's such a big money cow of, you know, that the homosexual demographic, that they pander to them a lot, and, you know, it's strictly for the daughters. And but also, I agree with the whole generational thing. Is that, you know, I've, you know, been in the entertainment industry for a good minute now. And when I came in, it was a whole different, you know, atmosphere. You know, it was still the bravado tough guy type thing. And, you know, we still sagged our pants. We, you know, we wore our shirts, you know, three times too big. Fitted hats, you know, big platinum chains. That's kind of where I was brought in at. And now to still be in the game and see this huge change of, like, you know, guys wearing girl hairstyles and girl clothing, and then they, you know, I asked them, like, yo, you know, what's up? You think that's cool? Like, is that, like, on some, like, that's some, you know, are you switching to the other side? You switching? And, you know, they're like, man, no, ain't no gay shit going on around here. You know, this is swag. This is the new, you know, y'all old. You know, I'm old, I guess, because, you know, I'm up there in my 20s. And so they were like, y'all just don't get it. You know, y'all back in the days, I don't know what, you know, this is the new stuff right here. And I'm like, oh, that's the new stuff. I don't know. And it's so funny because it used to be, you know, back, you know, my mom used to be like, oh, pull your pants up. No, the pants is too big. Now it's like, dang, pull them things down a little bit. Them things are too tight.
Right. Like, I be seeing guys with pants tighter than mine. And I like, dang, bro, like, for real. I mean, I've had a lot of, especially recently, a lot of experiences over the years with homosexuality, and I guess, you know, meeting people that are gay, meeting people that are lesbian, whatever. Everything was fine. I never had any bad issues except one. But my point is this. Accepting the people itself is fine. You know what I'm saying? That's a given. As far as emasculating hip-hop is concerned, I think that does happen when you go from, yeah, I'm rough and tough and blah, 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 and now you got a guy with a quote-unquote man bag slash purse and what seems to, well, we've already attributed to be feminine colors, you know, and then people want to change the conversation, say, oh, well, why does pink have to only be for girls, or why do purses only have to be for girls? And I understand it, but at the same time, realize the fact that this is centuries, like centuries of belief that you're trying to change in the course of a few years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give people some time to be okay with it.
Are you blaming cameras for this? were they the start of the fall?
Look, here's my thing. I'm not saying I have never seen a manly man wear what some people would say is a feminine color. Cameron wore, I've even seen my uncle wear pink and be like, dang, you look fly. Like, it's just how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, if you're going to be gay and in hip-hop, you could be gay in hip-hop. But it's just, I'm going to put it out there and say it this way. It's annoying when you feel like you got to be extra. Why does it seem like every extra out gay guy has a lisp, or they talk with their neck rolling, or they want to act like and impersonate a female? That's not natural. I'm sorry. That's an affectation. That is something you put on, you know what I'm saying, to be a certain way. And now it's so practiced that it's normal. That's the part that I feel like, oh, that's how I know it's a choice. You know what I'm saying? When you got 80% of the male population, they talking the same way, walking the same way. You know what I'm saying? That's a learned, you know, behavior. And that's the part that
I
don't really appreciate.
I'll have to say, even the rapper Lil B kind of put the whole blurring the line between genders and like what to rap about and what and clothes we wear. Like he kind of like in the early, you know, 2010, 2011, kind of pressed that, you know, pushed that that agenda. And to me, it seemed like it was put together. It was more of a publicity thing because, you know, if you remember back, and you know, you're from the Bay, so I'm pretty sure you remember the Wolfpack. You know, what was the song they had? My Vans or something like that. You remember the Wolfpack from the Bay?
Song?
If you don't, they
have
the Vans on.
Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers.
There you go, got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. There you go. That's, you know, Lil B came from that group. And, you know, from the Bay Area, if you look at Lil B in the Wolfpack and the videos then, you won't recognize him for what he is now. It's like, what made the switch? Like, what made, and it kind of, that switch brought life back into his career. So it was like, it obviously seemed like a more business move. It's not who you were. Like, if he wore pink the whole time or, like, wore, you know, super skinny jeans or talked gay the whole entire time, I would have nothing to say about it. But to be one way one year and then the whole other year, your music is totally different, your image is totally different, and you're appealing to more of the homosexual crowd, then I have to think that you're doing this for a reason. And, you know, and it's sad that it hurts the culture when rapper and artists just do that.
Yeah, I mean, like, for example, with Young and May and her little controversial moment where somebody asked her, what do you mean, like, with my, you know what? And she's like, my dodo. Like, and I mean, the rawness behind that response garnered mad respect for me only because I feel like you do have some people that walk in their truth. They realize, I'm a female who likes females, so what?
Yeah.
And that's them. You know what I'm saying?
Other people, and
she's in hip-hop. I don't feel like she's doing anything to emasculate hip-hop. But at the same time, maybe it's just me having a preference, but when I see, Dorito Head? Cheeto Head? Is that Yachty?
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, he was in, I think it was like the freshman freestyle, something or other.
Double XL freshman,
And he was spitting stuff, and I was just like, did you wear the purse, bro? Like, did you really have to bring a purse to the cypher, dude? Like, okay, a dress, all right, whatever, let's call it a tall tee. But you gonna wear a purse to a cypher? What for? Females don't bring purses to a cypher. Why? It just irritated me. And everybody in the comments was like, it's not a purse. It's a Louis bag that costs more than your life. I said, I don't give a fuck if it's $1 million.
So what? I hate
purse,
you.
Do you
that.
Know why? Why? Yachty, why? Tell me.
I totally agree with you, I agree with you with saying, like, if you live in your truth, I have nothing to say about that. Like, if they say that gay and rap is still not accepted, and it's so not the truth, because so many rappers and artists and just the entertainment all together have so much
and I'm not gonna lie, I swear to God, I think everybody that's gay.
Yeah, and there's a few known gay rappers out there. They're not gonna say it, but you know. Jeez, there's a picture of Lil Wayne kissing Birdman. I mean, are we going to act dumb to the situation, or are we going to sit here and say,
Lil
Wayne is one of the best rappers that's out? So obviously hip-hop does accept gay. We don't have a problem with being gay. We just have a problem with our now issue is that living in your truth. And we are okay with pretending to be something. You know, like, oh, he's not gay. He's just acting that way. Like, but you don't see that as artists, we hold a responsibility to, you know, as, you know, the image that we put out and the lessons that we teach. People are looking. They're looking at you.
Let me ask you this. When do you think you're going to start hearing male rappers talk about taking dick? I mean, you know, we're supposed to be,
coming soon. I truly believe it's coming soon because strictly because it's the rappers and hip-hop community is merging so much with the homosexual community that eventually someone's going to step out and represent both. And it's going to be to the point where no one can really say anything about it because, like, all right, well, we already been kind of getting programmed, and so it's going to be accepted for sure. I don't think it's going to be accepted, you know, this year or sometime soon, but very soon it will happen, in my opinion.
They'll be like, yeah, man, I was over here taking it. You're like, whoa.
I mean, because we already have, like, you know, artists.
See, for me,
we have
that's
going like, to
be a tough cookie for me. Because,
what's the gay R&B singer? He's, widely accepted, too. Who?
You talking about Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean, there you go. Like, he's not hip-hop necessarily, but he does hang out with rappers. He's done songs with rappers, and he's openly gay. So it's like the thought of that of an openly gay rapper being out soon, that's not you know, a far fetched. But my thing is
not far fetched. I just really think that getting to a point, because we already have overly explicit lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The kind of lyrics that make you uncomfortable to play around certain people, and not because of the cussing, but because they're actually saying, yeah, I'm going to put my this in your bag, you're going to do that on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have overly explicit lyrics already talking about straight sex. So imagine what it's going to be like when they start describing gay sex. That's going to be a tough cookie for somebody like me, because I'm like, I already don't want to hear about your sex life, already, whether you're straight or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some kind of innuendo, like the way Young and May said, like, yeah, she be on my blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. You know, she didn't really say, yeah, and then I pulled it out, and then I shut it up, and then I, no. You know what I'm saying? She might have that in
her
song.
Oh, she goes there. You got to hear some of her songs. She goes there. She definitely goes there.
And that's what I'm saying.
She got an 8-inch in her
and
drawer.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, that overly explicit is just like, I don't. And that's the thing. I don't listen to Young M.A.'s album like that. I don't listen to a lot of nowadays rapper full albums anymore because it's like, I can't get with it, man. I just can't. If you old school like me.
I don't know what to tell you. We're going to have to move to Cuba. We're going to have to go find Tupac and go move with him or something because we are definitely on the road of gay rap. It's going to happen. We are already into the
Is that going to be a new genre?
It's done. There is no such thing as a masculine rapper anymore. Like, even the most toughest of rappers do some, like, they wear suspect stuff, wear some type of stuff, because they have to appeal to a certain type of crowd. So the emasculation of rap has happened. It is done. Like, the Chuck D's, the LL Cool J's, the Rakims, the DMX's, those days are gone. I wish they'll come back, but they're not. We're stuck with Chris Browns and your August Alcinas and your Little Bees and your Young Thugs and all these the Migos. This is where we're at in life, where you can mix.
Man, I
wish
you could just take a time machine. I need T-Pain to let me know when I can get a ticket to get that time machine. This right here, man, I'm not ready.
I would just say to the artists that are out there, just, you know, that just don't forget that we all owe a responsibility to our listeners. Trying to teach.
Hello?
Any last words? Well, I don't know what happened to her, but this was the Aura Marshall. But any listeners that were listening, come check us out on our Facebook, OMR, the OMR Show, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Follow us, hit the like button, share. I don't care if you like it or not. You know, troll us, lurk us, whatever. We appreciate all of our listeners, our fans. This was the OMR Show. I'm Alex Tellum. That was Queen X. ID5000. About 10 seconds more. So, y'all can check us out for real. Tell them, LX, Queen X, OMR Show, Open Mind Reality.